Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Two things. First of all, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. If you want to take your program to the next level in shooting, Dr. Dish is the answer. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, if you want to take your team, you want to take your high school program to the next level, tshoops.com is your answer. You know, from someone that's done this for 30 years, from someone that took over a program that was not a winning program, I was the only applicant for the job that has turned into one of the top in the Midwest. We've won national champion tournaments. We've won state championships. We've, you know, got an 80% winning chance. I was the only applicant for this job. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because I can help you go through the process that you're going through right now. So come on over and join us. Become a Teach Hooper. You will not be disappointed.
Oh. All right. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Day three, Coach. Are you sick of me yet?
Almost.
Almost. We're getting there.
All right. Sometimes a lot of us get caught up in X's and O's and we neglect some of the other stuff. We're talking about building programs and what it takes to get from one level to the next level to the next, from the rebuilding level to the underdog level to the contend. Now we're contending and now we're a champion and now we're trying to repeat. Sometimes we get caught up in the X's and O's trying to get there and we neglect the rest of it.
I think talking about like program execution and kind of figuring out how to deal with a program is like the Lego set.
Yeah.
It's like, now I got all the pieces and I got the directions. Now I got to go make the Death Star or whatever I'm making.
Yeah.
I think the Titanic is the biggest Lego thing you can make or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the directions and the pieces are the culture and the philosophy, but now we got to come back and execute it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I like how you said that the culture is getting you going in the right direction. Getting everyone on, hey, this is who we are. And then that philosophy is that this is how we do it. And then putting those together and getting everyone to understand what your culture is and what your philosophy is probably easier said than done. How do you communicate that? Because again, you've got your program where year in, year out, you guys are always contending. You guys are always at that championship level. How do you get those middle schoolers to buy in? How do you get your youth kids that are coming to your camps and all of those parents to know what the expectations are about being part of your program?
You over communicate. You can under communicate. Trust me, and they'll let you know. Like crazy mom will come out of the woodwork if you under communicate. You cannot over communicate. You cannot over tell them. You know, here's how this is going to work, or here's you know, like even from a varsity standpoint, like here's when the bus is going to pick up. Here's when the bus is going to come home. Here's what Johnny needs to eat. You can't over communicate. You can under communicate.
Yeah.
And I think at the younger level, it's like, well, yeah, here's the expectation as far as camps. Here's the expectation as far as what, like, and there's variables that go into whether, you know, Johnny or
here's a schedule of our season. We want to see our youth kids at least every single home varsity game.
Right.
So they can be a part of that atmosphere and know what this is about when they get there, or they can look up and say, I want to be like those guys out there.
Well, here's the expectations for schools, and here's the expectation in the community, and here's the expectation of all these things. Like this is like we said yesterday, this is about basketball, but it's bigger than basketball.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and the parents can quickly learn that it is about basketball, and we want to put rings on the finger and pictures on the wall.
Sure.
Absolutely. But we also want to, you know, send young men and women out into society that are good citizens.
Yeah.
That know how to be on time and how to execute. Because if they can execute my game plan, then they're going to be able to execute something in college. They're going to be able to execute something in their job and all the things that kind of come along with it.
Sure, because so, again, like you were talking about earlier, it's all that stuff that happens behind the scenes that no one else sees. And then all of a sudden on Friday night, they see it. You know, the parents are seeing what they're executing on it. And once you get out and leave, hey, there's all this homework that you're working on and all the studying. Then you go take the test and, you know, the job application. Then you get the job and now you're going to go, you're executing. Right. You're actually putting everything that you've been working on behind the scenes, the hard work, the hands in the dirt. And now you're starting to see the fruits of that labor.
Right. And I tell them your boss wants you to get from X to Y. Like they, you know, how you do that. It's like, okay, so you've got practice from, you've got school from 8 to 4, then you have practice from 4 to 6. Then you got to go home and eat from 6 to 7. Then you got to, you know, TikTok your girlfriend from 7:30 to 8 or whatever you're going to do. But then you got to get the 2 hours of homework done at some point. When is that? Is it afterwards? Do you go to bed early and wake up? Like all of those game plans, quote unquote, for life, work the same way. It's like, you know, when do I have time to look at the tape coach sent me on the scout? When do I have time to, you know, get X and extra shots? All of those things come into that execution that winning programs have figured out, to be honest with you.
Sure. Yeah. I always, there's always that barrier of communication. Like I said, you cannot over communicate. So, And I took that to another level, and I know we talked about, you know, culture a couple of days ago and philosophy the other day. But when we do this 3-day event, just on program building, is, you know, how do you get everyone on the same page? How do you get your, because, you know, sometimes whether it doesn't matter if you're a first year coach or if you've got new kids coming in, you've been there for a few years, if you're going through a rut and you're trying to get back over the hump, or if you're trying to win that big game this year, it's, you know, is everyone bought in? Sometimes the players are the easiest one to get to buy in. Or sometimes you have a good group of parents and the parents bought in, but we're still trying to, parents are like, man, hey, can you go talk to my kid about this? Because they won't talk to me, but they listen to you. And
To be honest with you, I think the most important is the 12 guys, let's say 12 guys on your roster and the 3 coaches. If you can get those 15 in the wheelbarrow, or on the bus, or whatever, you know, way you want to talk about it. If you can get them on, the rest of them, the community and the parents and stuff will jump
on. The kids can kind of sell the parents.
They can
sell the parents.
And they say, because the parents just want them to talk to them, to be honest.
Sure.
If you don't have teenagers at home yet, coach. But if the teenager's actually talking to you, it's a win.
Yeah.
So it's like if you tell them, go home and tell mom and dad that you understand your role and that you understand how many shots. And I've talked to coach already, and you better not be emailing him and blah, blah, blah. If you get them all on board, it goes back to what we were talking about, that execution is 1,000 times easier. It's getting that one specific group in, the X's and O's and all those things. They really do.
I remember it being a little backwards when I first got hired as a head coach. I came in and it was the seniors. There were 7 or 8, I think there were 7 seniors or 8 seniors on that team. And there's 4, at least 4 of them where it took me about all year from really maybe even after they graduated, then they came back and like, that's when they bought in, when they came back, was kind of interesting. But sometimes when you're a new coach, I came in and the older guys they still have that attachment to the previous coach. The younger guys, I got out on the floor and played with them and they're like, oh, this guy can play a little bit, you know, and you get that respect, and the younger ones buy in a lot quicker than the older ones.
Yeah.
But in my situation, I think some parents were like, oh, we're ready for a new coach. And sometimes the parents buy in right away. And then sometimes it can trickle down that way as well. But then you always have to, I think you're right. You always have to get the players, because sometimes that those parents buying in, they're just wanting to see that they're supportive and hopes that maybe you know, also support their kid a little bit extra. But getting the, however you end up, it's always getting those kids to, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what your role is. And everyone's, you know, whether they are upset about it or their playing time's not what it is, they understand. They can always go back to mom and dad and say, you know, it's all right. This is the way it's supposed to be right now. And I'm still getting better. And And, you know, this is what we're trying to do together.
Together.
And then,
I agree.
Then your kids are bought in, your parents are bought in, your community, as you start to win, your community starts to see, oh, something's happening over here. Let's go check this out. And are you talking to the community as well? I think is important, because if you're just talking to your kids and your parents, they're just inviting family. You know, are you talking to the all the students that come and watch the games? And I think what happens is, you know, I think the administration, a lot of administrations back you. And then you have some where you kind of worry about, does the athletic director have my back? Does the principal have my back? But if your superiors see all of this positive stuff happening around, you know, it's easy to get your administration to buy in. It's easy to get the teaching staff to buy in. And right. I think that's when it all comes full circle.
And when the kids are bought in and the community, I'm telling you, there's a sense, there's a bigger sense at that point. All right. So 3 days of this, coach. So what's this leading toward?
Yeah. So we're doing a free 3-day event. You go to www.hoopsmasterclass.com. And if you've ever seen one of my 3-day events, we're actually going to do a deep dive each day into culture, philosophy, and then pulling it off. Executing, yep. Implementing. We're going to teach you, especially on day three, when we're talking about execution, we're going to teach you how you plan your culture and your philosophy with a vision. You execute with flexibility, because you're going to have to make adjustments, but you want to evaluate what you're doing unbiased, because sometimes we get in our heads and it's got to be this way. And sometimes you're running up against a brick wall. So we're going to talk about how to evaluate everything that what's going on, listening, getting feedback from your players, feedback from your parents, feedback from your admin, and then making adjustments. And then it's rinse, wash, and repeat. And we're going to be breaking that down. It's going to be less of X's and O's, but this is the stuff. If you want a successful program that's not going to have 3-year dry spells, and then you start worrying about your job. Say, hey, you know, we're not winning. And I just posted a poll in your Facebook group, and it was kind of interesting. I think we need to talk about this as well, about politics and schools and.
Yep. And the thing is, there's going to be Q&As on this. First of all, it's free, but there's going to be Q&As. Yep. And if you know anything about me, I don't hide my secrets. So there'll be some good golden nuggets, especially on day three. So if you come around and.
Yep.
I'll share the secret sauce, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah. So the link, and if you're watching this video or if you're listening to the podcast, is www.hoopsmasterclass.com. If you're watching it on YouTube or Twitter, wherever it's at, there should be a bar on the video where you guys can see that as well. So
awesome!
Yep. Thank you, gonna be great. I'm really excited. Again, it's gonna be really into the, you know, the X's and O's is how we. You know, execute on the floor and try to win and, you know, compete and win a game. But we're talking about the long game. We're not talking about the short game here. We're talking about the long game. You know, how to create a program wide, just not varsity, not just high school, but program wide. Really excited to dive into this. So
this will be awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.